Let's move on to item 9, consider and take possible action to authorize the CEO to renew a maintenance and support agreement with CPAS Systems. Paul?
Yep. Thanks, Dr. McDonald, and good morning, everybody. This is the annual renewal of our contract for our CPAS pension software. We typically do this every spring. One thing we wanted to point out is that at the conclusion of this upcoming contract, because of the implementation of our new software system, we expect that we'll be able to decommission CPAS, so this should be the last time we bring this item before you for renewal. That's all we had to share. If you have any questions.
So this is a one-year contract?
It is, yes.
So is there going to be a lot of overlap when CPAS is just basically sitting idle for 6 months and we're paying for the maintenance contract?
Not a lot, but that gives us time to run a few reports and do any tidy up that we have to do early next calendar year.
But if we're lucky, it still sounds like CPAS will be twiddling their thumbs for the last 6 months of the contract.
Potentially, yeah, we wouldn't have any additional costs with them, but we just kind of live out the existing contract, and that would be the end of it.
It has to be a one-year renewal then, or are there options?
It does, yes. That's the contract agreement that we have with them, and that's our agreement that we have. It's a one-year renewal.
Twiddling their thumbs is actually a technical expression that sometimes makes use of.
Okay.
Okay, any other questions for Colin? Okay, do we have a motion to approve or to authorize the CEO to renew the maintenance support agreement with CPAS? Second? Second. Okay, it's been moved and seconded. Start with the vote. Anderson?
Aye.
Tabutter?
Aye.
Gordon?
Aye.
Welcome.
Aye.
Kroll?
Aye.
McDonald? Aye. Mearsway?
Aye.
Phillips?
Aye.
Wong?
Aye.
Okay, great. That is passed 9-0. Thank you very much. I should also note that Donnie needed to leave for another prior commitment, and so he is no longer in the meeting.